Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all
for
say.
Me.
It to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
You're giving me another chance. You reign. Welcome, family. Wake up, get up, and move in your purpose this morning. Amen. It's time for us to go to another level in Christ. Amen. We're talking about self-control this week. Self-control in my mind. That I can now have a thinking mind. That I now am not just going by my feelings or by my actions. I'm going to be in self-control. Self-control, remember we said Wednesday, is that self-control is me managing myself, me governing over myself and me managing myself. I'm not looking for someone to tell me what to do anymore. I am going to start to tell myself, because I already know where I'm about to go left. I already know when I'm about to do something obscure from the Holy Spirit. So in the self-controlling in my mind, I still encourage those first-time believers. This is about, not believers, first-time believers and first-time listeners, that when you wake up in your mind, it's abiding in him, he's abiding in you, and anything from that point on is in his name, and it'll be done. Because now it's time to get up in my thinking, and now let the mind of Christ power, and it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God that he reigns. Ooh, where? In my mind. When he reigns in my mind, he'll reign in my spirit, so now my feelings aren't fleshly any longer, but they are spiritual. So now I can move in God, using every opportunity in my life to move on someone else's behalf. As we say here, push in the portion room, because I need my mind to be right. I need to be sacrificed as a clean, holy, and acceptable lamb unto God. As I take up my cross daily, as I'm working the processes of my mind, so I start to think different. If you think different, family, you'll feel different. Then you'll act different. Most of us are led by that first additive of feelings. We get in our feelings, and then we're lost. And then some of us are just acting out what we've always been used to. We just act out things, and then later we think about how bad that was, and then we feel depressed because our mind is now fixed on the things. But we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and sound mind. But do you know that you're the person that this word is talking to? Do you know that he has redeemed you and that he has set you free? Because whom the Son has set free is totally free indeed. Not of the physical realm, but of the spiritual realm, that I know, watch this, God can move on my behalf when? Right now. I need him to get my mind right. I need him to be in my mind that my thoughts are no longer of worldly things or of fleshly things, of the five senses or the culture and authorities and the reasoning processes of our lives. But I must know that through him, I have redemption. And when I'm redeemed, that means I'm no longer what I used to be. I'm now that new creation in Christ, that I'm walking in him as he's walking in me. We're walking together. Come on, somebody. Is he walking together with you in your mind? Has your mind became so consumed? I love that word of consuming. The consuming fire of God that takes over my mind, that I can have peace and I can have joy. And I can know that if I work the process, If I work the process, then I know God can get his due. And I don't know what my dress has to do with anything. I like the dress, but let me tell you, it's still not about the clothes. It's about my mind and my spirit, and how am I going to allow God to be governed through me? Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles this morning, Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3, we're going to start at verse 3 in chapter 1. Ephesians, I got a couple of verses for us this morning, but I want us to see that it's nothing about the outside. You have to know this is all about a personal relationship with God, not by you following me, following God. Don't follow Jesus. You need Jesus in your life as well as I do. And we're both pressing toward the mark of the high calling so we can be found holy and acceptable. And it's truly, watch this, it is truly the love of God. Just like any word against, it doesn't matter. I still speak love to you. And then I remove you and release you from this broadcast because it doesn't match with you. But we don't have to have any kind of ill feelings. I still love you by the love of God because the Spirit is in me. Chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "Best be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." See, this has nothing to do with Pastor E. This has something to do with the word of God. Watch this. Having predestined us to the adoption of as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he had made abound towards in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mysteries of his will, watch this, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Don't you know that you have been redeemed? Don't you know that you have been blessed with how many? He said every spiritual blessing, not on this world, but in heaven. Watch this. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Are you walking in your spiritual blessings? Do you know that the freedom of the freedom of love, joy, peace, and happiness comes from the Spirit? When we talked about that Tuesday, when you walk in the Spirit, you walk in love. When you live in the Spirit, you walk in the Spirit, so you can activate the Spirit in you right now. See, I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself, but I need an activation of the Spirit in my life because I need to claim it. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And then I need to know I've been chosen. Do you know that you've been chosen? You're not just a member. You're chosen in him before the foundation of the world. You don't have to wait and say, this is my time. Your time was already. You've already been put in place. You've already been, watch this, redeemed. Because we should be holy, the word says, without blame before him. See, it's not about us proving anything to each other. It's about proving it to God. And where am I trying to prove it? I'm trying to prove it in my mind. I need my mind to be redeemed this morning. I need my mind to be set free this morning. I need my mind to be different than it ever has been before. No more fear. No more doubt. Good morning, everybody. God bless you all. But no more fear. No more doubt. No more crazy thoughts. Get up out of here. Get thee underneath my foot. But I'm going to have some thoughts that are going to be of God and not of me. I need less of me and more of him in my mind. Not only thing on the outside, but in my mind. I need to cleanse my mind. I need my mind to be set free. And you say, well, Pastor E, you sound like it is. Well, guess what? If I don't continue to set it free, it could go backwards. It could start having those old thoughts and those old desires and those old wants. It's just one step away. But are we going to be consistent with the consuming, hallelujah, with the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost that is in me? Oh, hallelujah. In him, I love that. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his glory. Verse 7, Ephesians 1. But do you claim it? Have you made your mind up to consume yourself with such a dynamic word that you know there's nothing else that can produce out of it? I know bad can't come because I have nothing but good around. That's going to help some high five. You know, as long as I'm hanging around bad, but I'm expecting good to show up, I'm going to tell you, it won't. Oh, yeah, you protect it, and you're not being taken full advantage of, but the grace and favor that's been released into your life is no longer available until you cry out to that and now go to him and say yes to his will. Say yes to his way. Say yes to his word and say glory be to God. That is, see, I'm out the equation now. And then you might say, well, how can I get that? You're showing me that I need to claim this word in my mind. That's why we promote wake up in your mind. Because John 15, it says, if you abide in him and he abides in you, anything you ask according to his will, you will have. Well, what better way to start your day? And then you must, it takes some action. Can't just sit dormant and say everything is going to come. You have to now activate the spirit of your mind because you wake up in your mind. Now you get up in your thinking. Now you in Philippians 2 and 5. You activate, let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm not taking away from you because you're doing the same thing for yourself. But let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. And it's not in my belly. It's not in my leg. It's not in my back. It's in my mind. He is very distinctive on how and where he wants us to focus on. We always want to follow what the world wants us to follow instead of listening to the Spirit and follow the Spirit. Because when you follow the Spirit, you will resist the flesh. When you resist the flesh, it will flee. See, but you just can't sit there and say, well, I'm just going to wait on God to do it. No, you have to resist, first of all, to get it out. Then you have to resist that it will flee. It's a two-process that now it will get thee behind you. Because no longer is your mind fixed on it. No longer are you consumed with something that's not God. You are consumed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And it only comes through the Word of God. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Watch this. You say, how can I get this? Well, you got to get the Word in you. And you got to get consumed with the Word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Now, if you know me well, and if you get to know me, whenever I say a chapter, read the whole chapter. You need the whole revelation. Because there's some great, great principles in the whole chapter 4 and the whole book of Philippians. But make it a point, not just to go off one scripture or one sermon. Go study the whole word for yourself that you become approved. You know, we perish for a lack of knowledge. Yes, we do. That we didn't know no better. But let's know better. Let's get better. And let's do better right now in the name of Jesus. Verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Come on, somebody, slow down. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, don't watch this. You already know that it's through him I'm redeemed. So that means everything I do now, even when I'm abiding in him, it says anything I ask in his name, anything I do according to his will, it will come to pass. See, we have to stay in the will of God. And that's where the anxiousness come in, because we know God has said it. We have a relationship with him, but then the physical want to say, come on, push it. You can make it happen. You can do it. You can do it. No. You got to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I love this part right here, because watch this, hearts and minds. There are two parts of your brain. You have a heart, in your brain, which is the subconscious part that can easily lead you and guide you astray. Then you have the mind in you, which is the mind of Christ. These two mechanisms must join as one. And it's not up to God to do it, because God is the mind that he has released into us. He says, let it be in. Are you ready to let it in? But then are you ready to take over the brain that has senses, that has emotions, that has reasoning, that has cultures and authorities that always want to tell you what you should do? See, the battle of the mind is to now take over and release it all to God. But there is no heart in right here that he's talking about. He's talking about the complete mechanism. The place that he desires to relate with us at, in our mind, so we can think like him, we can act like him, and we will be like him in your mind. Stop trying to walk around with a cape and say you are, you won't be, but you can be like him in your mind, because you make godly decisions. And you have put in the work that, watch this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through who? Christ Jesus. Now remember, by Christ Jesus and through him, we've been redeemed through his blood. All forgiveness, all transgressions have been removed. See, we are now in him. And then it's through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch this. Finally, in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, the answer was going to come out somewhere. See, if I want to have everything, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, if I want these things, I must what? Meditate on them. What do you do when you meditate? You think on these things. Oh, hallelujah. That means you let the word be the meditation of your mind. He says, oh, hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Psalms 19 and 14. See, it's up to me to activate the glory of God through me. Not just walking around and putting a cross up here and say, oh, he's a Christian. No, it has to be through my example. And it's not my walk or my talk on the outside. It's by my actions. And my actions comes from my thoughts. And don't you know, some of us thoughts come from our feelings. But that's when the mind has been taken over by the heart. And it's the heart of the world. It's the subconscious mind that wants to rob, kill, and destroy your mind. I said this Wednesday, and I say it every day. The enemy's not trying to steal your money, your house, or anything else. He's trying to steal your mind. He wants you to be crazy in your mind, because the Bible says in James 1, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in how many of his ways? All his ways. James 1 and 8. You can't fake it. You can't shake it. If you're unstable, that means you're not locked in the oneness of God and saying yes to all of him. I'm completely. You have to be completely surrendered unto him, that his will now be manifest through your life. Wake up in your mind. Yes. I need to relate with him. And the way I start my day is the way I finish it. Oh, yes, it is. And try this principle. Try this principle of how I start my day is how I usually end. So however you let your day start, you have to be purposed to say, no, it's going to start in the will of God. And if I started in God, it will end in God. And now I have a relationship of consistency with God. Oh, yes, that consuming. Hallelujah. He says, the thing so good about God is when he moves mightily. If you notice, he overtakes. He doesn't just take a piece. He overtakes, or he releases. And where do you want to stand today? In the overtake or in the released? Oh, yeah, he still loves you. He still loves me. But God is looking for those that are dedicated to a life of holiness. Walk holy. If you live in the spirit, you got to walk in the spirit so you can walk holy. But watch this. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Through you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned whatever state I'm in to be content. See, even though people say they're going to help you out, and you're thinking on these things, and you're getting your mind right, people still going to do what people do. But you still must be what? Content. I know, verse 12, I know how to be absent, and I know how to be abound. Wherever and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do, now watch what he says. Verse 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now watch this. You got to know, when people let you down, it's going to happen. It's just that's life. That's what it's just. We link up, we link up with people that are not on the same level, not the same prosperity or on the same level of truth and faith. And we always connected with people that lack the same ability to believe. And then when things go wrong, we say, God let us down. But no, it was me that let me down, because I should have stayed in my lane. I should have stayed with the people I know I could trust. I should have stayed where I know I could be valued. I should have stayed where I know they were encouraging me. I should have stayed. Shouldn't you have stayed somewhere you knew the next day you made a bad mistake? See, I should have stayed. That little extra dollar an hour has cost me more pain than it ever has brought me anything else, because now I'm spending more money on this and I'm spending more money on that. Now I'm more in debt, but I need to be free. I need to sit down and be still and know, even when I'm going through, I can do all things. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, because I've been redeemed. Come on, go back to Ephesians chapter 1. I've been known. I've been called. Ooh, I've been predestined. Come on, speak those words. I told you, you better become your number one cheerleader. Oh, I'm going to cheer you on too, because God loves you. Yes, he does. God has a plan for you. God is calling your name right now to do better now. Not only outside, in your mind. Get your mind fixed on Jesus, because with him, I can do all things. It's not some things. It's not this thing or that thing. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Are you ready for the overflow? And we ain't talking about dollars and pennies and nothing else. Are you ready for the overflow? The overflow of the consuming fire of the Holy Spirit that will change your mind right now. I know somebody out there already is high-fiving me saying, I feel better than I did before I started watching this video this morning. I was just going to glitch for a minute, but now I'm going to speak to myself because I am greater. Because he's in me. Greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in this world. I am better already. Even though I just made this mistake 5 minutes ago, right now I won't do it no more. I resist. Oh, it's fleeing. Come on, say it. I resist all of the bad reports, all of the attacks. I resist giving you my attention. Because that's what we get messed up, family, when we give our attention to. Because whatever you give your attention to, that spirit come to live inside of you. Okay, how prayed up you are. Okay, how studied up you are. If you give your attention to a spirit that is not of God, it's coming in. And now you've lost so much ground because you had made ground. You're starting to get equivalent in your mind and in your heart. Oh, resist. Thank you. Oh, it's fleeing. And you're resisting your mind. Oh, it will flee. But you got to walk in the spirit, family. You got to stay in the spirit, family. And you got to know, I can do it. Come on, tell yourself today, I can do it. I'm not looking for somebody to tell me I need to be on a carpet and facing this way or doing that. I'm going to stay in prayer all day because I'm going to keep my mind fixed on him. I'm going to do a better job at work today because my mind is not mine no more. It's the mind of God. And now I can do what? All things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Woo, Jesus. Better step it up. I resist. Oh, it's going to flee. But now I want to be consumed. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and say, consume me, Lord Jesus. Take over, Holy Ghost. Let your glory fall. Let it fall. Let it rain on me right now. Let your Holy Spirit move freely. I release any control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Take over my mind. I want to be free, and I want to be free indeed. I want my mind to be free. Come on, resist, because believe me, every time you receive, he's still coming. He's trying to catch you slipping. But no, resist, receive, resist, receive, resist. If I got to do that all day, believe me, you won't see me, but I'm going to still be working. I'm going to still be letting the mind of Christ come in, because then that's where those witty ideas come in. Oh, hallelujah. I know I high five somebody out there. You're going to get a promotion today because of the witty ideas in your mind that is no longer you who think, but he who thinking for you. Jesus. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You have all opportunity right now to do it. All you got to do is change your mind. You change your mind. You change your heart. You change your actions. You change everything. And before you know, people around you are changing, because no longer are you going to even entertain anything that's not pleasing to the same God I'm serving that's saying to you, he'll do better for you. Yes, he will. Do you know God has a better blessing in your life than he does for me? I'm praying right now for you. Don't you know that God called your name before he called mine? Even though he called mine, he called yours first. Don't you know that God has a purpose for you that's going to explode? He got a witty idea for you and an invention that's going to take you to another level, that you can feed the homeless, that you can house the homeless mothers, that you can now step up and be who God has called you to be. God is calling your name today to do greater. To be better, to be wiser, to be stronger. Yes, in your mind. Oh, yeah, things around you are already changing because the Spirit of God has been released for you to step up. Yes, thank you, woman of God, to step up. Step up to another level of understanding. Step up to another level of relationship. Step up to another level of, watch this. Here you go. Whatever things are true, step up. Whatever things are noble, step up. Whatever things are just, step up. Whatever things are pure, step up. Whatever things are lovely, step up. Whatever things are good report, step up. And if there is any virtue and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Step up. Stop reading them books and read this book. Stop listening to them tapes, listen to this tape. Stop listening to them folks and listen to this folk, the only one. Jesus Christ, that will change you, rearrange you, and transform you by the renewing of your mind. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking. move in your purpose. Oh, yeah, see, your purpose is don't you feel better now? My purpose today is just to tell somebody about somebody that can do anything for you right now, and his name is Jesus Christ. That's it. No collections, no PayPal donations. No, it's the freedom of giving God's word freely. Look how many, do you know how many avenues we have to share the word of God? Oh yeah, you better be a good steward. You better go to work. You better make that income that you can now become a good and faithful steward and sow into your own ministry. Yes. Yes, it can work. But you got to wake up in your mind, get up in your thinking, and move in your purpose. God bless you, family. I want to pray. I want to open up the portion room, and all our covenant partners know that if you can give, if you can deposit in the portion room, that as we pray, those people that are in need, if they'll receive freely, because we freely give. When you freely give, you can freely receive. So anything I may have right now, Lord, that is abundance of grace, favor, love, joy, I push it in the portion room right now. Not by power, not by might, not by recognition, or by, no, Lord, by free giving. I release it right now, that for any person in need of what I have released, you will distribute it right now to them, no matter where they may be. Oh, yeah, and he's abundant, y'all. Yeah, he's consuming. It's enough. It's enough to go around. You can say, I need that. I need that. Keep on raising your hand and receiving from the Lord if you are in his truth. And you're ready to release your mind, and you're ready to be set free, and you're ready to step up. Step up to another level of understanding in him. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you that as we touch and agree spiritually from the east, the west, the north, the south, in the spiritual realm, we touch right now by faith. That, Lord, not our will, but your will be done right now. Lord, we pray, Lord, for healing. We pray for deliverance, Lord. We pray for more redemption, Lord. We pray for forgiveness. We pray for love. We pray for joy. We pray for every need that is on the altar, Lord, that it be right now healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you, Lord, that you are changing our minds, Lord, that we can be who you've called us to be. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've already moved on our behalf. But now, Lord, we want to get in position to receive, that we can be honorable, that we can be holy, and that we can be found acceptable in your sight. So, Lord, be magnified today, Lord, as you bless us, Lord. Be glorified, Lord, as you heal us, Lord. Be lifted up like never before, Lord, as you create in us a clean heart and renew a contrite spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've taken it away. I'm so free. I thank you, Lord, that I'm free. I thank you, Lord, that my mind is free right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you have received the petitions of the men and women of God as effectual, fervent prayers of righteous men and women that will avail much right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, family. Know that you are. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.